Hello and good morning, listeners. It's the 24th of November and you're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. Welcome to yet another edition on a Friday morning here in Sydney. On the 24th of November, we have Bangladesh agreeing to send Rohingya Muslims back to Myanmar. So finally, that's happening. Germany could face another election as coalition talks collapse. Yes, it's been more than a month and a half now that Angela Merkel's been trying to create government, but it's just not happening. So yes, re-elections are on the cards. Uber co-founder pledges half of his $5 billion fortune to charity. Yes, Giving Pledge Foundation, he subscribes to that, and he's giving away more than half of his wealth after a visit to Kenya that inspired him to do so. Rajkumar Rao wins Best Actor for Newton at Asia Pacific Screen Awards. One of my recent favorite actors who's been doing multiple genres and doing each of them really, really well. Right, with that, we start with the first piece of news. Bangladesh has signed a deal with Myanmar to return hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims who have fled recently after an army crackdown. We've been covering this on News on the Go with great depth. So yes, following up on that, a statement from the Bangladesh Foreign Ministry said displaced people could begin to return within 2 months. The two sides say that they're working on the details. The crisis has been called ethnic cleansing by the UN and US. Myanmar's conditions of return remain unclear, and many Rohingyans are actually terrified of being sent back, obviously for fair reasons. Refugees at the camp in Bangladesh said that they want guarantees of citizenship and their land returned. So they're making sure that everything is really written down and documented and foolproof before they head back to the country. Obviously, you don't want them to be still scrounging for their land and rights all over again. So that's Rohingya Muslim and their respite soon to come. Next piece of the news, Germany, the strongest member in the European Union, is actually weak right now in terms of its political state. They could face another election as the coalition talks collapse. Nearly 2 months after the general election, which happened in September, Germany has been plunged into political uncertainty after attempts to form a coalition government collapsed. There's now a distinct possibility that the country could face another election. There's basically three parties that tried to do a coalition in Germany. That's Angela Merkel's party, then there's Free Democrats, and the environmentalist Greens. The party's inability to agree to form a government leaves Germany in a state of political turmoil. Merkel's options are severely limited. She could form a minority government, or the country could face a fresh election, and it's more inclining towards the latter. Next piece on the news is about Uber, the little less known founder of Uber, who is Garrett Camp. We've always heard of Travis Kalanick, but the other founder of Uber, which is Garrett Camp, announced that he has joined the Giving Pledge movement to give away half of his fortune to charity. Garrett Camp's net worth is estimated to be $5 billion, according to the Forbes. Announcing his plans in a blog post, Camp spoke of his recent travels to Kenya, where he connected with people living without clean water, food and electricity, and this actually inspired him to make the move and pledge half of his wealth to the Giving Pledge Foundation. There's more than 200 members who signed up for the Giving Pledge Foundation, either giving 50% or more than that to the foundation. It was actually launched by Bill and Melinda Gates, and most of the billionaires have signed up to it. Right, last piece in the news is Rajkumar Rao wins Best Actor for Newton at Asia Pacific Screen Awards. From Bollywood land, we have actor Rajkumar Rao, who was named the Best Actor, and Mayank Tiwari and Amit Vimas Maruskar won the award for the Best Screenplay in the 11th Asia Pacific Screen Awards for the black comedy Newton. I caught the movie, actually. It didn't last for too long in the theaters, as is with every other movie that is patriotic, jingoistic, or just documentary-ish in its basic storyline. I really liked Rajkumar Rao's performance, but the movie was a little too bland, and seems like those movies are our entry to the Oscars. In fact, it's been chosen as one of the movies that India wishes to send to the Oscars. So we'll see how that turns out. But yes, it's for now won the Asia Pacific Screen Award, and Rajkumar Rao wins Best Actor. He thanked his mother and he said, "Thank you, Ma, thank you, team. Don't stop chasing your dreams because they really do come true." That piece of news, we're wrapping up Friday's edition of News on the Go, last for the week. You guys have a great weekend and I will see you on Monday same time. In the background, I'm leaving you with one of my favorite bands who recreate old songs. They're called Sanam, and the song in the background is Mere Sapno Ki Rani Kab Aayegi Tu. Jai zindagani kab aayegi tu, chaliya.